In 2008, the United States faced one of the most significant economic downturns since the Great Depression, and could soon face another big economic hit. At the height of the aptly named Great Recession, unemployment topped out at 10% in the United States, and economies around the world took years to recover. Fast forward to today, we don't have subprime mortgages fueling an economic downturn. Instead, mass layoffs and chilled consumer spending due to the spread of the novel coronavirus have stoked fears of another recession. A new report takes a look at what lessons Wisconsin learned from the Great Recession and how the state might weather a COVID-19-related downturn. Jason Stein is the research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, John. Appreciate being here.
Before we get started, can you quickly give us an overview of how the factors that led to the Great Recession differ from what we might be seeing now?
Sure. I mean, they certainly have a similar amount of severity. The difference in the case of the Great Recession, there you had a financial crisis that was brought on by something really fundamentally wrong with the country, you know, certain types of toxic debt that, you know, sort of reverberated through the financial system. You know, here we had an economy that at least to all appearances was sound when this crisis struck. And really the economic effects are downstream of public health decisions that people have made at the local, state, and federal level to try to minimize the harm to people's health. And so one of the challenges is that the kinds of typical things that the government would do to spur demand in the midst of a recession, like, you know, getting money into people's pockets, cutting taxes, things like that, you can get that to people, but they can't necessarily go on out and spend it with restaurants that are hurting, with bars that are hurting, with hotels that are hurting, because those businesses have been shut down.
Well, let's go back to 2008. How was Wisconsin set for the downturn before the Great Recession? What kind of shape were we in going into that?
That's a nice framing question, John. In the run-up to the Great Recession, Wisconsin was arguably one of the least prepared states in the country, particularly when you looked at our short-term reserves. So whether you were looking at our general fund, which that is the main set of accounts for the state of Wisconsin that pays for health care for the needy, school aids, universities, prisons, things like that, we had very little in the way of cash reserves in the general fund. We're among the worst states in the country, less than 1% of annual spending. When you looked at our unemployment fund, that was also unprepared for even a moderate recession, let alone the really serious recession that we saw in 2008 and 2009. And so the good news is that today, and we can talk about it, we are at least better positioned.
Okay, so we're a few weeks into what seems to be a slowing economy. That may be an optimistic view of it. At what point will we know if we've hit an actual recession here in Wisconsin?
I mean, you know, the traditional definition of a recession is the economy contracting for two calendar quarters. You know, I mean, I think we can sort of set aside the technical definition of it and just look at, we have seen people go on to the unemployment system making initial claims in numbers that we have never seen in data in Wisconsin going back to the 1980s and going back to the national level decades further than that. So we know that we are seeing, at least in the speed of it, an economic shock that is truly unusual and truly serious.
With that in mind, how is Wisconsin situated to weather an economic downturn due to this coronavirus outbreak?
Sure. So, I mean, the good news is we're in much better shape than we were in 2007. I mean, the unemployment insurance fund, you know, has had roughly $2 billion in it in 2019. That is, depending on how you measure it, 2.5 or 3 times more than we had in 2007. So that's the good news. And the same with the general fund. The general fund has, you know, roughly 10% of spending nearly, which is, again, an order of magnitude bigger than in 2007. That's the good news. The bad news is we're still, you know, no better probably than the average state. Our unemployment fund on one key measure of solvency is ranks maybe 30th nationally. We're also sort of in the middle of the pack for our general fund. So although we're much better shaped than we were in the past, we're still really in the middle of the pack for other states. And this is something that is going to wallop every state, you know, really hard. So I don't want to leave listeners with the impression that there won't be a lot of pain and difficult choices, because there will be.
Jason Stein is the research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He's with us to talk about the health of the state's economy and how it could weather a potential coronavirus-related recession. What economic factors, Jason, could hit Wisconsin's coffers particularly hard if the outbreak continues on its current trajectory? You mentioned unemployment. What else would be a problem?
You know, local government relies a lot on the property tax, which is much more stable. State government, really all the major taxes for state government will take a hit here. You know, income tax, as you see people laid off of their jobs, they're not going to have income taxes withheld from their paychecks. So that'll take a hit. You look at restaurants, bars, hotels, so many of the businesses that were forced to shutter collect sales taxes, whereas some of the other things like grocery stores where we go and buy food, you don't have sales taxes collected on that. So that takes a hit. Corporate taxes, corporate profits are going to be hurt. Those will go down. Gas taxes, people aren't going to drive as much. Those are going to go down. So you're going to really see impacts to state revenues really, you know, across the board.
Senator Tammy Baldwin is going to be on our show tomorrow to talk about the $2 trillion stimulus package passed last week in Washington. What impact could this stimulus have on Wisconsin's economy, and does it go far enough?
I mean, one thing that's really difficult in assessing whether it goes far enough, how hard we'll be hit, is what is the length of this? Again, if you were to say tomorrow that all of this could come off and we could return to normal, the impact is way different than if it lasts for weeks and months, which seems more likely right now. So that's one challenge. That $2 trillion piece of legislation has helped for all kinds of entities in Wisconsin. So it has additional unemployment benefits. It has direct payout to individuals and families. It has aid to small businesses. It has aid to state and local governments to the tune of roughly $2.2 billion. So there's a wide variety of things that it does that will provide assistance and help to businesses and individuals that are hurt through really no fault of their own. I think it remains to be seen, though, whether it's enough.
Well, that we'll be watching this and seeing what transpires. Thank you very much, Jason, for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, John. Thank you for having me.
Jason Stein is the research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He joined us today to talk about the fiscal health of Wisconsin as fears mount of a potential coronavirus-related recession.